A dragon has come to our village today. We've asked him to leave, but he won't go away. Now he's met with our king and they've worked out a deal. No homes will he burn and no crops will he steal.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. What another nice, fine, wonderful, fun-filled evening to be back here at WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, me, John Overall. And we've got a really excellent, wonderful, special show for you this time. We are now on episode 42. And for you true geeks out there, everyone knows what 42 is. It's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Yes, this is the show that is the answer to life, the universe, and everything. But what is the question? Let's get deep thought to do some more work on that one for us and create us a new computer to figure it all out. And if you have no clue what I'm talking about, it's time to go visit The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Then you'll understand. So anyway, welcome back, and this is the last episode from my little teeny tiny office in my living room. After this, I am moving into a nice shiny office that is twice the space I have now, which I'm going from 100 square feet to 200 square feet. Yeehaw! But I will be able to actually get some work done. I won't have the distractions of home life interfering with it, which, no, not that I really mind. I kind of like being at home, but because I have a lot of work to do now, I've got quite a bit on my plate. I actually do need to be able to have some focused time and set myself a real schedule. Maybe I can start to have a real life again once in a while. That's sort of what I'm looking forward to. You know, work 4 days a week and have, you know, a few days off, and then work 4 days a week and have a few days off, and, you know, only take care of emergency fires when I'm not working, instead of working and working and working and working. You know, got to enjoy some life. You know, after all, remember, 42, it's the answer to life, the universe, and everything. So anytime anyone asks, goes, can I ask you a question? Say yes, 42. There you go. If they don't understand, well, they don't get it. So anyway, this week, I do have a little bit of a rant from the last episode there. I should have been pounding on wood when I did that recording and ranting on about the hackers who gave me such grief. It seems they just won't freaking leave me alone. And they came back again a few days later. And this time they showed up on my website, which is a little bit more of a pain in the rumpus to me. But they hadn't actually hacked my website. They actually came in through what I'll consider a bit of a back door. What it is my site was getting tagged by Google and a few others as a transport for malware for a site with an IP address that had no relation to any IPs that are on my servers, because I run my own servers, so I know exactly what's happening there. But what happened was I had an ad server running using OpenX ad server. I'd had the thing running for quite some time now, and, well, it's probably partially my fault. I hadn't updated it in quite some time because it was at the bottom of my list. My ads were being delivered just fine to my various websites, and all seemed well in the world. Well, what happened? Somehow they had hacked into that, and they were injecting ad code that was being displayed on my web pages that was there and would redirect people to a website where malware would be downloaded. Now, it had to have an active participant. They had to actually actively click on the ads, so chances are nobody got infected from my sites. But I must give a great big thank you out there to Rue, who let me know about the issue, because I never actually noticed it because, well, one, I use Firefox, and Firefox wasn't picking it up, and it seemed only being picked up in Chrome. Was the only place I seen it being nailed at was in Chrome. And occasionally, someone else I knew said they had an occasional problem using, what's that thing by Apple, you know, that browser that they have. You know what I'm talking about. At any rate, it would come up as an error, too. but it seems like Chrome was doing its job and it figured it out. And Rue was kind enough to take a screenshot, send me an email, and say, hey, look, there's a problem with your site, dude, and you really need to look into it. And Rue's a listener out there, so I really appreciate you listening to my show. Thank you much. It's great. And you also had some really good words for me last week. Very nice of you. So, again, thank you very much. And for all those hackers and spammers out there, I know you don't listen to me, but if you did, I want you all to burn in hell and be hung up by your nads if you have them. If you don't have nads, we'll hang you up by your toenails until your teats fall off. How's that? So, I despise the spammers and hackers. If spammers and hackers actually put some of that energy, actually, if they put all that energy into something legitimate, we could probably turn the internet into one fantastic device that would increase humanity's ability to move forward and do so much good for humanity. I mean, the amount of time and effort they put into scamming people, if they put that into helping people, they would still make a buck and they would improve the life of this planet. But instead, they want to screw people over. It's unfortunate. Eventually, humans may get over that. So that's really all I have to rant about. And I did my shout out to Rue. I really appreciate it. One more time, thank you very much. You helped me catch a problem that I didn't realize was happening. And probably nipped it in the bud before it became a real issue. So that's really all I got there. What have I got for World of WordPress news? Well, I've got a couple of little things, but I've also got a couple of random news bits here. I don't have any links to the random news bits. One of them, I read some articles. It looks like with those of you like me who actually do like Windows, I actually like Windows. I've been using it since, well, I've been using it since the dawn of its creation back in its DOS days. And they're actually, from what I understand, there's a new algorithms out for speech recognition. It's not just coming out in Windows 8. It's coming out in a few other programs. It's going to be on Apple and iPads, and iOS 5 has supposedly got this new speech recognition coming too. But this new speech recognition isn't like the speech recognition we've been dealing with for the last 10 years, where you have to sit there, train the computer to recognize your specific voice and patterns. It's supposed to recognize the craziness of human speech when we start going up and down and backwards and forward and slowly and in our drunken stupors and, you know, whatever. Human speech is amazing. The fact that our human ears can decipher it, carry it in, throw it into our brain, and decipher it for whatever particular language we happen to speak and understand. It's just an incredible thing. They're getting closer to being able to have a computer understand it. So those of you out there that are the true geeks, and you know, I'm such a geek, I have a Star Wars glass on my Star Trek glass on my desk, you know, and I have a Star Trek clock on my wall. So hey, I'm an absolute geek. But I love the computer systems out there. And the Star Trek computer is just a dream, you know, where you can sit down and you can go, computer, and it's going to respond back in whatever sexy voice you program into it and say, yes, what can I do for you? And you say, I need you to run a search, and I need you to do this, and I need you to open up this program so I can accomplish this, and I want you to open up my daily log so I can record my daily log. And you just go random with it and have fun. But the speech recognition is supposed to be getting that good with the latest algorithms where it will recognize human speech in its various patterns. You don't actually have to train the program. It's actually going to recognize it. I don't have the links to it, the articles. I probably should have saved it, but I'm sure if you Google it up, you'll probably find the information just fine. Now, we've got a couple of other little pieces of news out there. World of WordPress. I've got to get out there and play Warcrack, man. I'm overdue. I haven't played my Warcrack in quite some time. I need my fix, man. I've got to go out there and kill things. Hack slash destroy. Kill a gnome. Kick a gnome. Anyway, let's not go from a side trip. You know what I did forget to mention here at the beginning? I did forget to mention that, unfortunately, Laura won't be joining me on this show. She'll be joining me next time on the show. Right now, she's actually traveling between her the southern parts of the states to the northern parts of the states. So she's traveling right now. And I had to do this show because I'm moving my office starting tomorrow, and I won't be able to sit in front of a computer for a few days.
Hello?
Okay, well, we had a minor break in there. She might actually call back. Laura is actually traveling, and she's stuck in an airport, so she thought she'd call in to say hi, and she didn't realize I was doing my podcast. So maybe if she connects back in, and it looks like she might have connected back in, so we're going to have her say hi. Say hi, Laura.
Yeah, I did.
You're on the podcast. Traveling. I haven't got far yet. I'm just talking about my World of WordPress news and rambling on. So, and of course, Laura doesn't have much to talk to about because of, she's doing traveling right now, and being stuck at an airport kind of sucks. You know.
Just want to say hi, and I'll be back next week.
That's it. And I'm, like I said, I'm moving my office, so that's why I was doing the show tonight. And that's what she gets for calling through on Skype. And if you're in my Skype contact list, my Skype automatically answers, so I really have no control over that. So it serves you right. Welcome back.
I will let you get back to your podcast. Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you later.
I'll talk to you in a couple days or tomorrow sometime.
All righty.
So, okay, bye-bye.
What was I discussing? Oh, yes. I was discussing one piece of news we have here. It's WordPress slider plugins. It's an article I picked up. It's not so much news, but an article I found. It's discussing WordPress slider plugins. And there's a lot of them out there, and some are good, some are bad. But this article actually describes several really decent ones and a couple of them that I've tried. Check the article out. You might find it useful. Help yourself out. Next on the news, WordPress SEO by Yoast has advanced out of beta stage to full-blown version 1.0. And I've got it updated on my sites that I'm using it on. It's actually pretty nice. I'm beginning to like Yoast's SEO program, especially since I found the auto tag pickers, which I talked about last episode. And and I think I kind of screwed up on the last episode, too. I think I got a couple of them backwards, so you might want to reread my notes while I'm listening to my show, because I think I messed up on which one's got the better ratings. For some reason, I'm dyslexic, you know, up, down, left, right, who knows. You know, take your other left. So anyway, though, I really like Yoast plugin. It's working really well. It's helping me in some of my specialized sites where I'm unable to do things, such as I hadn't been able to find a really good XML sitemap program for WordPress multi-user. And SEO by Yoast has a built-in XML sitemap for your site. So that's kind of nice. Saves you one extra plugin. I mean, with his plugin, I can do away with two or three extra plugins, so I can sort of drop down a few things, which is kind of nice. And I'll make more use of it. And as I get to know it more, it might actually become the standard that I teach in my courses instead of Headspace. But who knows? We shall see. The other piece of news I ran across, it comes from WP Tavern, and WP Tavern, I understand, is supposed to be undergoing some updates and changes, and I'm looking forward to that. It's one of my favorite sites, along with WP Candy, but I guess WP Candy has finally saw the reality of their ways. And they have advertising. They're launching a new advertising type program. Although the reality is they've always had advertising. They just called it sponsored by the community. And it's still a form of advertisement. It just wasn't blatant advertisements, which is what they're doing now. Follow this link to WP Tavern and check it out. It discusses it. And I really like those two sites. I don't know if they've had podcasts for a while. I haven't heard them for quite some time. I really do miss their podcast. I'd like to hear some more from them guys. They actually quite entertaining, quite fun, but they are very inconsistent, unfortunately. Be nice if they were more consistent. WP Tavern was very consistent for a while, but his life took over, and of course then he had to pay the bills, so he had to let the site slide because he couldn't make the site make him money, which is unfortunate. I've taken a different route here in that I specialize in, I teach WordPress. I also build websites, WordPress websites. I build customized sites for folks. I'm not so much into the programming as I am into the functionality of sites. I make a site do what people want it to do, and I do that by finding the right set of plugins that are properly maintained, piecing them together to get a site doing all the functionality that someone needs. And then what I do is when the functionality is not exactly what they need, I go in and tweak the plugins until we get what we need. So that's basically how I make a living. I do that. I have Laura, as you all know, she does a fair bit of work for me, and I am looking for those of you who might know somebody who wants to get into the WordPress industry, or you're already partially into it and you just want to get some really good training. I am looking for an intern. Intern does mean free work. In other words, you work for me for slave labor almost. I don't pay you, but you get some really good knowledge, some information, some insights on how to run a company, on how to set up your own independent business if that's where you're headed. Because we use some fantastic tools for doing what we do, because you know, Laura's located in the States, I'm located in Canada, I do have a couple other folks I deal with from time to time that are located in central states and located in eastern Canada, so it's like I do everything remotely, and it's I have a complete virtual office. So if you know somebody interested, send them my way. I'll be happy to take them on as an intern, help train them, and they'll learn something. They'll learn something. They might even start to make a few bucks. If they become very good at it in a short period of time, I will actually start to pay. I don't mind paying somebody when they're actually doing work that is valuable and paying, but I will not pay for training curve. I will not pay for a learning curve, unfortunately. If you're going to be on a learning curve, you're either going to have to learn it yourself, or you can take lessons from somebody who will be happy to teach you. So, at any rate, there's my rants, my news, and what's happening in the world. And what have I got this week for plugins? Well, I've got a couple of plugins. I still haven't had time to go do what I've been trying to do for several weeks now, because it seems the work has just piled up. And every time I think I was getting ahead, it got piled up even more. I'm hoping with my new office I'll be able to get more of a handle on it and have it under control. But in the meantime, what I've done is, because I'm constantly looking for plugins to solve my own little issues, my clients' issues, their site issues, whatever, these plugins are the ones that I will put up on my show until I have something better. Again, I still have the interview I'm going to be doing with the fellow who designed the file monitoring plugin, and if you don't know about that, go back a couple of episodes, listen to it. File monitoring plugin is fantastic. I use it on almost all my sites now and monitor my sites. I actually have the monitoring being sent to my iPad, which is with me all the time, so that if there's an issue, I get it on my iPad's email. It's a specialized email that only those monitoring gets sent to from my iPad, so I'm not flooded with stuff. And I'm not going to get spam, because I don't use the email out on the world. And if I start getting spam at it, I'm going to kill them. So, at any rate, I get an idea if something happens and changes. A nice thing about it, too, is the error logs that occur in my site. It tells me when an error log changes or updates or is created. And what it allows me to do, if an error log is created, I can go back to the site and I can go see why the error log was created and see if it's an error that I can correct and take care of and prevent anything else further from happening. So this file monitoring plugin is great. You really got to check it out if you don't know about it. Okay, that's not one of this week's plugins. So that one's still top of my list. This week, though, I have one here. I had a client site where what we were trying to do with it was we set up an e-commerce store for them. But of course, like most e-commerce stores, it creates posts for all the products, which is a very good thing because that improves the SEO of the site. But the problem is those posts will get tossed into the blog stream or the content stream for the other content that the site is trying to promote. And they didn't want to have the theme we built for them was we built them a standard theme in Artister. And if you don't know what Artister is, go check it out. It's a fantastic program for getting started in building themes in WordPress. Even if you're advanced in WordPress, an Artister theme can still be handy for you because it allows you a quick WYSIWYG way of doing a quick theme. At any rate, though, what happened, well, we built them an Artister theme, and Artister themes, because they're just like a standard theme, they don't allow you to turn off certain categories for the front blog page, basically. But what I was looking for was a way to turn off categories in the front blog page without affecting or impacting any other category pages on the site, because we still need them to do what they're going to do. So I went searching for plugins, and I searched through several plugins, and I can't remember the other ones I tested. I ended up settling on one in particular. It's called Blog in Blog, and it's by Tim Hodgson. And it's a very nice plugin. What it does, it's very simple, easy to use. It can be used in one of two ways. One way, it allows you to create a specialized template to create a page to display certain pieces of your blog streams and content and categories. It also has support for custom post types and tag types, and the list, it covers everything, covers the whole gamut. But that one there takes a little bit more time, and more time than I really wanted to invest in this. But it has another option, and what this option is if you're using just your standard front page, not a static page for your website, the standard front page, it has the option to hide any single or multiple categories from the front page, so they do not show on the front page. Very easy to set up. This plugin here, I give it a 3 Dragon. Very nice, easy to use, does its job, very little issues. It's been downloaded from WordPress 31,000 times, and you can find it, of course, all the plugins I use, you can find them in the WordPress repository, so it's very nice. I've got the links on my site to the WordPress plugin page, the homepage for Tim and the plugin, and something I'm going to start including on my post, which I probably should have been doing for some time with my show notes, is along with the author name and the links to the WordPress site and the plugin homepage, I'm going to start including the Dragon rating, the downloaded time, and the most recent update time for this particular plugin. I can't remember. This one here was maintained not too long ago. Last 100 days or so. And that's something I'm discovering is very important as I'm doing more and more plugins. And you should consider this when you're doing plugins, especially the way WordPress is advanced and advancing. When we went from 2.9 to 3.0, that was a major jump. And 3.0 to 3.1, 3.1 to 3.2, each time it's jumped, it's caused some plugins that I use to break. Granted, most of the plugins I use, the authors keep them up to date, so the authors updated them for me. I didn't have to try and figure out how to fix it, which was great for me. But what happens is you'll find out if the plugin is truly compatible with your version of WordPress, which should be version 3.2. If it's not version 3.2, you better rethink what you're doing and get on it to find out if the plugin's going to work with it without having any issues. And you'll also find out if it's been updated recently, if they care about the plugin. And if they care about the plugin and they've kept it up to date, especially if they're keeping it up to date, kick them a few bucks. Buy them a cup of coffee. Send them a Coke. Buy them a beer. Get them a glass of wine. I don't care how you reference it, you know. Smoke one less cigarette if that's what you do. You know, just give them a few bucks. You know, they've all got links to donate via PayPal. So you really got to help these guys out. They need it. They deserve it. They are fantastic guys. They help us. Without them, a lot of what we do would just be crazy and insane. And for this one brief moment, we're just going to have a middle break of music, just because I can.
I just called to tell you that Gigi said he was sleeping.
Thank you.
All right, that song wasn't nearly as good as I thought it was when I first listened to it a little while ago. That song, of course, comes from Mevio's Music Alley, where I get a lot of my music. Really great stuff if you're a podcaster. It's great music. All you have to do is make sure you mention them. That was called Back from the Dead by Philip and the Wu Team. At any rate, now we can manage and ramble on. Go on. I have one more plugin to discuss here today. This one here is one that I have used several times over the last year and a half, and I've watched this plugin advance dramatically from the first time I used it. The first time I used it was back at WordPress 2.8, I believe, somewhere around there, which, you know, in internet terms, that's like eons ago. Although I don't think it was that long, maybe 2 years tops. So at any rate, it was great for what it did at the time, though it was kind of convoluted in how it did it. But he kept advancing the plugin. He's been advancing the plugin, and he's brought it up to date. He brought it up to date with WordPress 3, and he started using custom post types. The author is Grand Slambert, and this plugin here, I give it a 4 dragon rating. His last update for it was 182 days ago, so that's not too long ago. You know, what's 182 days? I don't know. Let's figure that one out. 182 divided by average of 30 days, so, you know, 6 months ago. 6 months isn't too bad. According to it, it's compatible up to 3.14. It does work in 3.21, I believe we're in right now, because I just installed it on another site this past week. In particular, I was trying to setting up a recipe press. What this does is granted by its name. It's called recipe press, and it allows you to set up a recipe book for your WordPress website, which is kind of cool. It's lots of fun. You can have it so your visitors can submit their recipes for you. Really nice page. The posts end up custom post type, they end up being stuck in the draft form until you go in and approve them, so you can, you know, help deal with the spammers. It has reCAPTCHA built into it. It has a recipe box built into it, so people, they can save their favorite recipes from your book in their own little private box, and they can call them up at any time. It has custom print function built into it, so if they hit the print button, it turns the recipe into print for exact size of a 3x5 card. So they print it on a piece of paper, and then they can stick it on a 3x5 card. Yeah, this is really a fantastic plugin for what it does, and I've watched this plugin mature quite nicely. It now handles custom taxonomies. It now handles multiple categories. It does just about everything you need it to do as far as handling recipes and dealing with them and displaying them, and it's got some really nice displays for it. It handles graphics really nice compared to what it did in the beginning. It's been one of my favorite recipe plugins. I've tried several others, and the other ones just didn't quite live up to the way this one works. So I do highly recommend this one. It comes as a 4 dragon rating, and it's something you should check out. It's been downloaded 18,000 times. I'm surprised it's only been downloaded that few times. Maybe there's not enough cooks out there in the world. Maybe more people should cook and learn how to cook and start a few recipe websites. Maybe there's not enough WordPress recipe websites out there. Granted, there's a crap load of recipe websites out there, but maybe there's just not a good one. I do have to throw in a little, you know, kicker out there for one of the sites I did and using this plugin. It's called manfriedinthekitchen.com. And you really got to go check out his site. He's a fantastic cook and a character. He's got tons of videos going up on YouTube now, and they'll be coming into his site soon. We've got his site on and live, although his site hasn't really come into its own, but check him out. He's quite the character, lots of fun to watch. His whole theory is that, you know, if you're it basically boils down to what a cookbook my mom gave me back when I was single and young and dumb, and it was called The Bachelor's Survival Guide to Cooking. And this is basically his form of cooking that Manfred does. He's really great. And his character in his videos is just hilarious. So go check him out. He's loads of fun. Now, what they say about the plugin, of course, is it's a full-fledged recipe sharing system. Allow users to submit recipes, organize recipes, make comments, embed recipes and posts and pages, and it just goes on and on. It's a really great plugin. You really ought to check it out. Now, I've probably had a few other things to ramble on about, but for some reason, I can't bring them all to mind at the moment. And yeah, every once in a while, brain goes blank. Oh, wait a minute. That was just a small pause. So at any rate, though, what we're going to do here is I'm pretty much wrapping up the show. I know I had something else that was semi-important to say, and damned if I can say it. But I'm looking forward to being in my new office, and I will be doing my new show from there sometime this next week. And I hope you all enjoy it. This has been, this has been WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. And, of course, how you can get hold of me. Oh, what have I got? Oh, I'm still trying to... as I let you know, I've got an interview with the creator of File Monitoring plugin coming soon, just as soon as I can connect with him. I still want to do video plugins. I still want to do membership plugins. I've actually used a couple recently, so I'm probably going to have to bring them in. And Web Physiology Portfolio. I really want to do that one because I've got to update my own portfolio. I've created, half a dozen or a dozen websites in the last 4 or 5 months, and I have none of them added to my own website as portfolio sites, so I've really got to get on that and update my own portfolio. So, of course, you can contact Laura if you want to get hold of her. Tell her how great she is. You can find her at lauramathis.com. You can follow her on Twitter at tefnuit. You can find her on Facebook at facebook.com/lauramathiscom. And her email address, I believe, is laura@lauramathis.com. So you can email her there, too. Me, you can find me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at AnkOnSu, that's AHKONSU. And occasionally I actually do say something there, and I try to monitor my Twitter, not nearly as much as I used to. It all boils down to time, basically. So you can check me out there, or you can check me out on Facebook. It's facebook.com/johnoverall.com. And as a bit of a finale here, it's to let you all know that, of course, some of the music you hear tonight, which pretty much all the music you hear tonight, comes from Mevio's Music Alley. You can check it out at music.mevio.com. And that would be pretty much it. We've just got a few tidying up bits and pieces for you. Thanks for listening. I greatly appreciate it. If you are still listening at this point, remember, go give me a kudos or craps, I don't care. Good, bad reviews on iTunes, on my website, whatever. I have no shame in putting it up, provided you're willing to put your name to it. If you don't put your name to it, I'm just going to make fun of you because I don't take it seriously if you won't put your name to it. Yeah, that's just the way life goes. So, here we go. Tidy up stuff. Thank you for listening tonight. It has been a pleasure serving you at WordPress Plugins from A to Z. And we greatly appreciate your patronage and listening to our wonderful podcast. And this podcast is copyright johnoverall.com 2011 and may not be rebroadcast without permission from John. And some of the music that you have listened to during tonight's podcast came from Mevio Music's Alley. Mevio's Music Alley, get that correct. Check it out at music.mevio.com. And you'll find some great music there. I'm finding and discovering some really interesting talent there, so don't forget to check it out. So that's all for now. Tune in for our next podcast coming up soon. Thank you very much. And remember, this has been the answer to life, the universe, and everything. 42. Is under the wind, it blows over me like the karma sin. Over the hills and through the crossfire, while the storm can dance through nature's fire. Fire. That was actually a pretty good tune. That was from End One People, Coyote Life Dance. Have yourselves a good evening. Have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Thanks for listening.